Like nearly every other city in North America, Philadelphia is putting the final touches on its bid to convince Amazon to build its second headquarters here ahead of Thursday's deadline. The tech giant is making big promises to the winner, a $5 billion investment and 50,000 high-paying jobs. So, does Philly have a shot? This week, we're diving into the costs and benefits of doing business in our region. First up, Amazon says it wants a business-friendly city with low taxes and big incentives. WHYY's Jim Saxa asks, can Philly deliver?
This is the sound of the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program. Okay, that's actually the sound of a construction worker sawing through some pipes. But those state grants paid for that cutting you hear. You see, I'm at the soon-to-be new headquarters for Aramark. When the company considered leaving Philly last year, the city and state offered Aramark more than $20 million in direct subsidies and infrastructure improvements to keep it here. Aramark is playing the game that all big companies play, the economic development sweepstakes. Comcast played it to get $40 million for its first Center City tower, and then played it again to get another $40 million for its new one currently under construction. But those guys are mere amateurs compared to Amazon. Even before its big HQ2 competition, Amazon perfected this game. According to an analysis by the Business Journals, Amazon has gotten $1.2 billion in state and local subsidies for its warehouses across the U.S. It's a game nobody seems to like. Well, nobody besides the companies and their shareholders.
From my point of view, I'm not a big fan of offering subsidies to firms that come in and start negotiating with the city.
That's Robert Inman, a professor of finance and public policy at Wharton.
Because in most instances, it's a zero-sum game. You'll end up lowering benefits or raising taxes elsewhere in the city to subsidize the relocator with probably little in the way of impact on jobs.
More often than not, Inman says, the winning city ends up losing, spending more on subsidies than it gets in new jobs and tax revenue. And giving huge companies big tax breaks just feels unfair, says Kevin Gillen, an economist at Drexel.
It'd be difficult to look the owner of, I think, a North Philadelphia bodega in the eye and say, you know what, you've got to pay a sales tax and a property tax and gross receipts tax and a wage tax, but we're going to let all these $100,000 employees of Amazon, you know, get a break on that.
And when cities join these bidding wars for companies, Gillen says it encourages even more bad behavior. Other firms see Amazon or Comcast being rewarded with tax breaks and go, why not me? That's a question many people in Philly's tech startup scene are asking right now. Melissa Shipke is the CEO of Tassel, an analytics company. Like most of her peers, she's excited by the prospect of Amazon coming to town.
As somebody who got engaged using Amazon, and I do all of my personal shopping on Amazon, you know, love the company and would love to have them here.
Yeah, you heard that right. Shipke's boyfriend, Nick, proposed to her using Amazon Echo.
Nick is kneeling next to you. Do you take the ring? Will you marry Nick? You can say yes or no.
Shipke said yes without hesitation. But the idea of wooing Amazon with a big dowry, that gives her jitters.
One would hope that some of those tax incentives are kind of shared across the board to some of the young rising startups here as well, especially now that we'll be competing for talent, some bigger competitors in the area.
Gillen says Philly would be better off reducing business taxes for everyone instead of just a few big companies. Offering enormous financial incentives makes sense as long as they're just a deal sweetener, not the main course.
If Amazon is serious about relocating here, I want them to relocate here because our underlying fundamentals are good, our labor force, our cost of living, our amenities, you know, things like that.
If Amazon's decision does come down to whoever offers the most cash, Philly won't win. Across the Delaware River, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has promised to cover all of Amazon's construction costs to the tune of $5 billion. Philly simply doesn't have that kind of money. And Pennsylvania? Well, Pennsylvania's broke. Harrisburg was supposed to pass a budget in July. It's October now, and there's still no deal in sight. And that's another bigger problem for Philly's business prospects. Like most companies, Amazon says it wants a, quote, stable business environment.
I mean, you could say gridlock is a form of stability.
That's Josh Seven, acting executive director of the Economy League of Greater Philadelphia. He's only half kidding. Seven says regardless of whether Amazon chooses to come here, Harrisburg's dysfunction is no laughing matter for the region's economy.
Businesses can handle a certain level of cost and regulation, but more than anything, they're hungry for predictability and consistency. And there's a certain very basic level of government functioning, like being able to pass a budget. I get concerned about what kind of signal that sends.
Chronically unbalanced budgets today have a habit of becoming tomorrow's severe service cuts or painful tax hikes. Republicans in Harrisburg recently floated a proposal to tax commercial storage. Amazon, with 15 warehouses across the state, would have been hit pretty hard. That plan died, but Amazon site selectors undoubtedly took notice. So Pennsylvania won't win any good government awards, and Philly can't shower Amazon in cash. But the city has plenty more going for it. A good transportation network, great colleges, and an amazing quality of life. That has Philadelphia's business leaders feeling pretty confident. And if Amazon does end up picking Philly, those leaders will probably say the same thing Melissa Shipke's Echo said after she accepted Nick's proposal.
Damn right. Congratulations.
Jim Saxa, WHYY News.